The Lord be with you. O God, you direct our lives by your grace, and your words of justice and mercy reshape the world. Mold us into the people who welcome your word and serve one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Bible reading for today is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. The word of the Lord. The chapel speakers for today are seniors Stephanie Abbas, a religion and sociology major, sociology and anthropology major from Worthington, South Dakota, and Eli Prissinger, a social work major from Glenville, New York.
Service and solitude are often thought of as contradictory ideas. Solitude is usually associated with separation from other human beings by choice to take part in reflection. Service, on the other hand, usually means the action of helping or doing work for someone without thought or concern for oneself. Through our internship this summer, we came to realize that these two concepts should be seen as equally important in seeking lives of worth and service.
The Lilly Vocational Summer Internship, in which we participated, challenges interns to explore vocation through experiences in inner city churches. Each of the five interns, which included the two of us, Green Buzzard, Kyle Svingen, and Allie Wirtz, were placed in different churches in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. This offered hands-on experience within the church's walls, as well as outside of them, through the church's connections to nonprofit organizations and community organizing resources, along with other activities. Additionally, we had weekly reflection periods in which each of us discussed our week and how our activities and thoughts shaped our ideas of vocation, service, and the church. Randy Nelson, our supervisor, often provided articles and excerpts from books for us to further reflect. One of the most influential books that Randy guided us towards was Out of Solitude by Henry Nouwen, which we will be quoting periodically throughout this talk. Our discussions and experiences helped us to realize three main things: that external successes do not equate with a fulfilling life, competition can detract from community living and solidarity in a group, and solitude, which means taking time for contemplative reflection, is central to personal growth.
Through these weekly reflections, we started to realize that the St. Olaf community and our society at large is obsessed with external measures of success, such as income level, grades, job titles, etc. But this leaves little room for recognition of internal successes and triumphs. Henry Nouwen states, "When we start being too impressed with the results of our work, we slowly come to the erroneous conviction that life is one large scoreboard where someone is listing the points to measure our worth."
When we look for justification from these societal norms, we start to associate our self-worth and self-esteem with our position in society, and we let ourselves become defined by this. When we have no inner means of self-esteem, we start to have the fear that someday someone will unmask the illusion and show that we are not as smart, as good, or as lovable as the world was made to believe. We have found these external obsessions stem from a lack of solitude.
The intentional community aspect of our internship helped us to recognize each other's talents and not be in competition with one another. This time spent in community, carefully and thoroughly reflecting on our activities of the week, was really where most of our learning took place. In our first few weekly discussions, when we shared our tasks for the summer at our churches, we all seemed to be preoccupied with how our tasks compared to our fellow interns' tasks. But as Nouwen states, when we cling to the results of our actions as our only way of self-identification, then we become possessive and defensive, and tend to look at our fellow human beings as enemies to be kept at a distance, rather than as friends to share the gifts of life. As our summer went on, we began to respect one another, and instead of comparing our laundry lists of activities, we started to bond and form an actual caring community, creating a more conducive atmosphere for reflection. It was this that taught us the importance of sharing not only our successes, but our trials, disappointments, and our questions. So this sort of solitude was found in the community setting.
While group reflection was important, we also realized that we needed to take time alone to process and put our activities in perspective. We found this individual solitude important to our growth throughout the summer. Personally, my time alone made me begin to question aspects of my faith and ideas of the church that had always been ingrained in me since my youth. These questions dug me deeper into my faith and my relationship with Christianity. Before this internship, I was afraid to wrestle with issues of doctrine, salvation, and more broadly, the role of God in this world. Some pretty big questions that I had always suppressed for fear of judgment in the church. Through my time alone, though, I began to be in conversation with God about these topics.
Before this summer, my relationship with Christianity and the church did not go very deep. Throughout my years at St. Olaf, my youthful understandings of Christianity had fallen apart and no longer made sense to me. Even though many aspects of religion and spirituality were unclear to me, I still held a fascination for the life of the Christian church and was searching for ways to explore it. Upon much reflection this summer, I became more and more enthralled with the history of Christianity, its meaning in our world today, and most importantly, the role it could play in my life. I have gained immense respect for the church and the values that the core of Christianity, love, hope, faith, and community. And these values have become the basis as I begin to discern my vocation.
So to conclude, what we hope to convey to you today is the importance of reflection or solitude in our lives, which ideally will take us away from our external desires into a deeper sense of self and being in this world. We will leave you with a quote from Henry Nouwen, which sums up our ideas on solitude and service. Somewhere we know that without a lonely place, our lives are in danger. Somewhere we know that without silence, words lose their meaning. That without listening, speaking no longer heals. That without distance, closeness cannot cure. The careful balance between silence and words, withdrawal and involvement, distance and closeness, solitude and community, forms the basis of the Christian life and should therefore be the subject of our most personal attention.
May you know the peace and rest that comes from God and serve as you are called. In Jesus' name, amen.